Blog Talk Radio.
Show with a twist of hip hop. Man, it's Friday, and I'm your host, L Boogie, and my co-host from Dallas, Texas, T Row, and also always, as usual, flanked to my left is ULG. ULG is out on assignment right now, but he'll be back in the asylum right now. He just was granted a home pass, if you know what I mean. Man, it's Friday, y'all. And you know what comes with Friday? The freestyle. We got a lot on the marquee. The Miami Heat and the San Antonio Spurs. Series tied 2-2. Got a lot going on. We got Tiger Woods. We got some things brewing in the NBA. Jason Kidd, give your opinion and outlook about that. He's the new head coach with the Brooklyn Nets. Victor Cruz just signed a 1-year tender. He's hopefully trying to get a long-term contract with the New York Football Giants. And last but not least, you got Chris Paul talking with Dwight Howard about possibly being teammates. So we want to get your input on that. First of all, let me say what's up to my co-host, T-Raw. What's the deal, baby?
What's up with it, Pep? What's up with your L Boogie, ULG out there on assignment? What's up to the world? What's going on with your L Boogie now?
Oh, man, I'm just trying to get, these little bullet points, man, from my informants. They telling me all type of things what's going on with these finals, man. And I'm trying not to believe them, but it seems like it's coming to fall what they're saying.
Yeah, man, David Stern got his hand in that back pocket.
That's my point. Old David, the Italian Stern. David the Italian Stern is putting a smackdown on these finals. It's 2-2, game 5 on Sunday, Father's Day. And you know, a lot of guys have big games on Father's Day, and we'll talk about that. But, Ro, first question on the marquee, first thing up. Last night, final score, was it 109-93?
Yeah, I believe so.
Were you surprised or were you shocked by the Dwayne Wade, a.k.a. Flash, performance last night? Were you shocked?
Not shocked, No, because, you know, we all know, as we've been talking about this NBA Finals, that, you know, one other of the big three, other than LeBron James, would have to show up during this series. And if not, it was going to be hard for Miami to even contend with Miami. And just to see D-Wade come out last night, I'm not going to say that I was shocked, but I was going to say that I was happy to see D-Wade come in and get it in like the 06 Flash, 2006 Flash. You know, when you're given a nickname, your nickname usually lasts for a while. And with D-Wade playing in last year's playoffs and this year's playoffs, that Flash is beginning to fade away. But as we have seen, especially from Game 4, when he's feeling good, man, it's no way that the Miami Heat can lose. You know, we saw in Game 3 on Tuesday where he wasn't active. He wasn't in the game. You know, in the previous series, he was talking about not getting the ball enough. He needed more touches and things like that. Well, 14 for 25, he getting 32. You know, that's what they need. So I'm not shocked, but I am happy that he was able to have at least one game because, you know, snitches out there in the street, you know, they begin to talk as if D-Wade can't score 20 points no more. And that's
right.
A shame because D-Wade can score 20 whatever he wants to. We know it's the knee injury. He's just playing through pain. But I am happy that he was able to finally get off the snide and get a 20, 30-point game, and it was great.
He joined some selective company with a category of this stat. Only four other guys have done it. 30 points or more, 5 rebounds or more, and 5 assists or more. Allen Iverson, Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, and Julius Dr. J. Irving. So he's in the class. And I have to agree, and you know I'm rolling with them Heats. If those two guys, and you got what you got from Chris Bosh last night, 20 and 12, there's no way, no how, the Heat will lose this series. Now, let's get on to the next thing I want to talk about these finals. And it's just, you know, really bothering me. Now, did LeBron James bag up his vow to play better in Game 4?
Yes, but, you know, I'm tired of everybody keep talking about LeBron. LeBron has to do this because, you know, he is the Miami Heat now. And, you know, it's not a question of whether or not if LeBron's going to show up. He shows up, but yes, he did back it up. He said he was going to play better, you know, for D-Wade to have 32 and for him to have 30, of course. You know, he went out and backed it up. So he was an old freight train coming down that lane with all that smoke blowing, and if you were dumb enough to get in his way last night, you saw exactly what happened. You're going to get run over if you don't have the
Corey Joseph. Did you hear me? I said, ask Corey Joseph.
Yes, you know, coming down the lane. So if you don't have the balls to get in his way when he's already coming full speed from half court, it's two. It's going in. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I really was very, I'm going to say I was happy for LeBron to back up, you know, what he mentioned the night before, to come on in and do his thing. And, you know, it showed last night that, when they are determined to get the job done, it's really nothing that these guys can do, speaking of San Antonio, to defend Miami when they get it rolling.
Well, let me say something about that, Ro. First of all, I'm not digging you coming to the game with army fatigue on like you coming for war. You should have that mindset for every game. Why are you waiting the game four to all of a sudden vow you're going to play better? Now you got your army fatigue on. Why do I have to wait different games to get your best. See, that's why you will never be in that category. I don't care what Sonny Red said, and I don't care what all these other guys. You could never, ever, like Chris, like my man Chris Tucker told the girl in Friday, don't you ever come back around here. So I'm saying this, Mike, he would never be on the mic status. Reason being, he don't bring it every game. And people can say whatever they want to say. Stats do lie. Because when he had a triple-double, he still didn't have a good game the first game of the series. And why would you wait? Your confidence is supposed to be at an all-time high. That's what you said in the press conference. You're 50 times better. You should have been knew they was going up under the screens and shooting a jumper. You have to
wait for
guys.
Wait a minute. 18 to 10 is not good?
That's not good to me for LeBron James.
Those are lies, bro.
That's just like when girls, let me tell you something, bro, and you know you're married, but you know I'm going
to
just give you a little secret, you know what I mean? Talk to you. That's just like a female going out on a date with you. She looks good. Boy, oh, boy, on the top of that surface, when you out, she's looking beautiful. Got all that makeup on, looking beautiful. Then when you go critique the night in the film, when you wake up in the morning, she don't look like the same girl. That's how LeBron James can be deceptive. He can give you a triple-double with his eyes closed, but does that mean he had a good game? No, not to me. LeBron James is at his best when he's scoring over 25 points and has over 10 rebounds. You know why? Because when he gets the rebound, he get it and go. There's nobody ever besides Magic Johnson that can do it like that. So that's why I'm not impressed with him talking about I'm going to play good. Now what you going to do game five? You going to wear army fatigue again and act like it's war?
He better, because that's the only way it seems like they going to score more than 20 points in a game during this series. But let me ask you this, Elboy, because you got me tripping. So if the triple-double would have come in a win in game one, Would it have mean more, or would it still been a bad game?
If they would have won the game, I would have said, man, they squeaked one out with LeBron James not playing that well, and he had a triple-double. Did you get it? And he had a triple-double. That doesn't impress me. See, people need to understand. Remember when he was in Cleveland, and they got beat? What was that, game seven in Boston? He had a triple-double. But he still stunk the gym. He didn't do that well, but you have to be a Cleveland Cavalier or a Clevelander to watch him for 82 games and go through the things that he's done to understand that triple-double was just makeup.
But
it
it's
was
not
just
his fault.
You know, make it look sexy.
It's not his fault that his support cast, speaking of the big men down low, want to shoot jumpers. It's not his fault. And Miami is a little bit different than Cleveland. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Even though he did the same thing at Cleveland by putting Cleveland on his back, he's doing the same thing in Miami. So, would 20-20-10 would have done better in a loss?
That's what I'm saying. Even if, like I said, with the win or the loss, it would have kept me at an even keel, because that don't impress me about LeBron. What impresses me about LeBron is when he get it off the backboard, he goes coast to coast, either score it and then make a decision on the pass. I don't like this pass first to please everybody, and then you go get yours. Did you see what Dwayne Wade did? Dwayne Wade said, LeBron, you didn't get the memo. I gets mine. So you don't have to worry about getting me in the game. as you see, when Dwayne Wade is at full tilt, he don't need nobody to help him. He going to go get his.
And he went and got it last night. Left hand, right hand, floaters, jumpers. It was an old flash, I tell you that. And I enjoyed every minute of it.
Now, did you like, and then we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, some coaching adjustments. Eric Spoelstra, he started Mike Miller. Tiago Splitter started the game but only played 49 seconds in the first half. And I don't think he got back in the second half. If I'm checking my notes, no, he didn't. Spoelstra went with the small lineup. What's your take on that? I'm going to give an analogy, but what do you think about that role? Was that an intricate part of the victory? Do you think that was a chess move, or what do you think?
Well, actually what happened is you've been noticing what's going on in the series. I think Popovich wanted to go big, you know, start out big just because of the fact that the big three weren't playing so big. And so to have Tiago Splitter out there, it meant that the chess match was in San Antonio's favor at the time. But then when you have D-Wade playing like Flash, everything begins to change because D-Wade, when he's on the attack, is Tiago Splitter trying to hold D-Wade on there? Come on, man. You know that ain't going to happen. So once Popovich saw what was going on, how D-Wade and Miami was attacking, they had to change the game plan. And like you mentioned, only 47, 49 seconds in the first quarter, Tiago Splitter played. You know, it was in and out. Adjustments were, you know, it was a coaching match going on right then and there. And so you bring in Gary Neal to try to, you know, suffice that. They did a great job in the first half. But unfortunately, there are two halves in this NBA game. And so in the second half, it was just a matter of time before Miami and Dwayne Wade began to separate themselves from San Antonio like they did. So, you know, Pop know what's going on. He not no dummy. And like I mentioned on Monday, you know, I gave props to Eric Spoelstra, the coach of the Miami Heat. And, you know, it showed. You know what I'm saying? As long as he can get his boys up and get them going, they tough to beat, man. But we'll see what Game 5 represents. I'm like you. You know, LeBron, why did you wear the army fatigue during this game when you should have been wearing it from day one? You know what I mean? Knowing that you were going to be playing San Antonio just coming off of Game 7 series against Indiana. So, you know, come with it, man. Don't be acting like no punk. Be fly. Come with the fatigue. Come with the message that you mean business, that you're trying to win back-to-back. Don't come up here with this soft stuff and then wait to game four, game five before we see what you've really been talking about during the whole series.
Exactly. I'm not impressed by that. You know, they made a big deal, you know, about it. Oh, he wears army fatigue. So what? You're LeBron James. You should be trying to, excuse my French world, because we, you know, we in the streets. You're supposed to be putting that dagger in the hearts every night. Every night. So I'm not impressed. The move was starting Mike Miller. Only thing that it did was it cut out him coming in at the 9 minute mark or the 6 minute mark, starting him. And one thing that I will say about the lineup. Now Pop can't play that big zone when he's coming, when LeBron or D-Wade is coming off that pick and roll and they can sit in the paint. Now, I have a stat here from the other games, but this particular game, game four, the big three, 50 points in the paint, and between the big three, they shot 73.3% for the game. All three. Now, let me ask you this, bro. Let me ask you this. I'm looking through my cubby holes in the asylum. I don't know if they put him in protective custody, but where is Manu Ginobili? Can I give you a stat before you comment? Manu Ginobili.
Who? Who? Is he on, that boy on a milk carton? I ain't seen him since Golden State series.
Hey, listen to this, Ro. He's averaged 11 points in the Lakers series. That's the first round. The second round, he averaged 12.7 against Golden State. He averaged 10 against Memphis. And now with the Heat, because the Heat is on, he's only averaging 7.5. It's dwindling. Let me ask you this before we go to break. Where is Manu Ginobili?
Who?
Woo!
I don't know, man. Milk carton status, MIA, baby. They got it. They got, you know, they got them big milk cars down there in San Antonio. They like to recycle, and they got it pushed right on the back.
Oh man! When we come back from commercial, our game five prediction, some more NBA analysis. And don't forget, later on in the show, we got the Freestyle Friday. Special shout out to my girl, Sean T, from Albuquerque, New Mexico, wrote a day of birthday. Happy birthday, T, you and the fam.
Happy birthday.
Man. Man, but you know what, Ro? You know what we going to keep doing? We going to stay scheming, baby. It's Friday. DJ Steph, take it to commercial. Let's go.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It wasn't time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to study records. Spaghetti bolognese in a polo lounge. Me and my G from D.C., that's how I roll around. Might look like, but we heavy though. You think Drake would pull some shit like that, you never know. $1 million meetings in a polo lounge. Me and my man Oliver North, that's how I roll around. Shorty wanna tell me secrets about a rap nigga. I tell that bitch it's more attractive when you hold it down. Kobe about to lose 150 M's. Kobe my nigga, I hate it, had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm tearing holes in my budget. Bag her like we in public, then take her ass out in public. Ordered it up for late, told her butterflies, she'll love it. She used to soda and nuggets, she really just tired thugging. I'm just hitting my pinnacle, you and pussy identical. You like the fucking finish line, we can't wait to run into you. But let me get my mind off that young rich motherfucker getting mine off rap with my niggas.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas.
Fun news, the coupe to that ghost dog. Pigeons on the roof like ghost dog. The white Howard on the post, dawg. My niggas got the powder through the post, dawg. Watch the body tilt when you hit the head. Niggas lost meals trying to beat the feds. 10 grams off my last 250 now.
Okay.
Big ass crib, 250 down. Damn. Gave my nigga Max 75. Then they gave my nigga penthouse number 30. Fuck. Got me thinking like I'm 75. Damn. Nigga ain't even seen 30.
That's what the big three was hollering yesterday. Man, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. If you want to get at us on the archive or you want to podcast, www.blogtalkradio.com. facebook.com/streetsistalkingwithazero. And that's not a typo.
I die for my nut.
Did you see the hug? Did you see the hug LeBron James gave his dogs at the ear?
You know what I mean? Stay
tuned. Oh, man.
Street talk.
Streets is talk.
Hey, I want
to
give a shout-out.
Listen
to this, Rob. Hold on. Before you do that, let me give a shout-out, man. I talked to one of my kinfolk today down there in the D. That's Dallas, Texas, you feel me? Want to give a shout-out to my kinfolk, Kevin Johnson, man. Recovering from prostate cancer, you know what I mean? Everything's looking good now, but, you know, still getting that heel up on, you know what I mean? So big ups to my kinfolk out there in the deep. Hope everything get done real quick and, you know, get back to a speedy recovery. You know what I mean?
Oh, no question. Prayers and love go out to KJ. Blessed love. Blessed, blessed.
And another shout-out to the doctor, Chet Hayes. Chet Hayes down there in Wisconsin checking out his son playing baseball for the University of Kansas, huh? So they out there doing the pool, man. So, Chet, if you're listening, what's up, baby? Big up to you and the fam. Hope everything good. He said that the little service down there is kind of iffy, you know what I mean, down there in the country, down there in the boondocks in Wisconsin where it's
down there
in July.
Down there with
June.
The cheeseheads, huh?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Wow, I should have went with him. That's crazy. If people don't know who Dr. Chet Hayes is, that's one of our good buddies who we went to college with. And, you know, he's a doctor now. He does surgery. So, you know, feel proud about that.
That's what's up. Now back to
well,
you saying, what were you saying, L Boogie?
I think they let Chris Bosh out of protective custody. This has been a Chris Bosh sighting.
Yeah.
His soul get back into his body because he was playing without a heart? Did he go see the Wiz?
Hey, man, the Fountain of Youth, the Wiz, the same Dr. D-Wade went to go see about his knee situation. I don't know who them boys went to go see, but I like I said, man, I was just happy for Miami Heat that, you know, the big three were actually able to show us something at least in one game out of the series. Because if they had lost last night, we all know that Father's Day would have been the end of basketball. And thank God they won.
Yeah.
So we guaranteed six.
Right. Right, at least I got something to do over the weekend on Father's Day. We grilling for Father's Day, baby. We got something to do for Father's Day.
Yeah, so, you know, look forward to that. And then taking a trip back to Miami to see what happens, you know. But, Chris Bosh showed up. I enjoyed the way he was, you know, showing up big last night, getting the blocks. But is it just this game, L Boogie? Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that this is not all we're going to see. I hope they didn't put everything on the line in San Antonio in game four because you still got to play two more games to get to four in order to win this championship. So I hope they didn't use all, or shall I say, expedite all of their energy in that game and use it all, 32 points for D-Wade, 20 points for Chris Bosh. Had a couple of excellent blocks just showed up out of nowhere that really showed us that Miami is a good defensive team like we thought from the beginning, but we just haven't seen it. But we saw it last night, and it was good for those guys to actually show up. And, it was on. It was at one point where I was like, man, these boys just ain't going to let San Antonio score another point because they just blocking and stealing every pass and ball that they try to shoot or give someone. So, I hope that wasn't all that we're going to see from those guys. I hope that they can bring it in game five and hopefully in game six.
Yes. Now, to San Antonio, Tony Parker, 15 in the first half, 0 for Winfrey in the second half. He went 0 for Winfrey, didn't score a bucket. Are we concerned about Tony Parker? Are you concerned about Tony Parker, you being a Spurs fan?
You have to be. You know, it's already hard enough that Manu Ginobili hasn't showed up this series. And now with Tony Parker, you know, showing up big in the first half, but didn't score a bucket in the second half. I mean, I don't know if they shut him down. I don't know if it was the case of the hamstring playing a factor, but no points. Tony Parker, no points in the second half. You know, he's known to be a fourth quarter killer. But he didn't show up last night, but, you know.
Like my man Bernie Mac would say, you get nothing, nothing, nothing. All you do is cut up the, all you do is cut records. You get nothing. Man, they didn't let Tony Parker do anything. And we all know with the Miami Heat. See, this is my thing with the Heat. Everybody gets confidence when they're ahead by 10 or 11 points. Ray Allen starts hitting. Norris Cole starts hitting. Mike Miller gets going. You know, a lot of guys get going. They're front runners. But they still haven't met the challenge for me when the game is close and those guys make buckets. If you notice, all the close games, they lose, except the one against Indiana when Indiana got dumb on you and he missed the layup. I mean, excuse me, and LeBron James made the layup. I need to see that from the Heat. If it's a close game, I'm worried.
You better be, because, I mean,
I don't care what the streets is talking about. I still don't believe in Eric Spoelstra. Even Phil Jackson got to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals with Scottie Pippen without Michael Jordan. Eric Spoelstra has done nothing without LeBron James or Chris Bosh. He had D-Wade. They made the playoffs in the eighth spot. So I just don't believe he can coach when it's crucial. That's just me. And I'm going with the Heat.
Boy, I tell you, it's going to be tough. We're going to see. Because game five, game six, I believe they're going to be closer than even in game one. You know, game two and game three were blowouts for each team, you know. And I still can't believe what happened in game three. I just don't understand how San Antonio could win by 36 against Miami. You know what I mean? And then to see how Miami played last night in game four, I mean, two totally different games, but it is what it is. That's just what you see in Miami. I'm just hoping that D-Wade and Chris Bosh can keep it consistent. Of course, LeBron has to bring the locomotive with the show. He just has to score more, honestly, for those guys to get it done, because you just can't always depend on D-Wade and Chris Bosh, because we just might see in game five Chris Bosh step behind the three-point line again and begin to shoot those threes and lose his mind and forget about the game plan all in one. So we definitely don't want to see that again. We want to see what we saw in game four. And hopefully for San Antonio, Greg Popovich will be able to make the necessary adjustments, because this is the last game in San Antonio, and they have to win it. And in the 2-3-2 format since 1985, the winner of game five has gone on to win the NBA championship. So we'll see. Pop, I hope you got your plan laid out so them boys can go out there and play it out, because if somebody gets the slacking, it's going to be a long, long night for the San Antonio Spurs, especially having to take that trip back to Miami to get ready for game six.
And speaking of Coach Popovich, I want to say this. This is why I put Timmy Duncan maybe a little bit of, you know, ahead of a couple guys as far as being the best, because he's been in the league 17 years, And I don't know any other superstar, I would say Mike would feel, where the coach can publicly yell at you and everything is still peachy and cream. You know, you yell at players the last 10 to 12, you know, back in the day, and now you yell at a star player, the coach going to be fired. The coach is going to be gone. So that's to me what separates Tim Duncan from these other guys. And the reason why I don't put LeBron up there, you know, the streets are just talking. Everybody's saying LeBron right now in his career, he's top five ever to do it. No, he's not. And that's why Dr. J is not in the top five. And he was great. You went to the finals multiple times and only have one ring. You have to get – that's why Tom Brady cannot be compared to Joe Montana. That's why Jim Kelly can't be compared to Joe Montana and the greats, because just think, Jim Kelly went four times in a row and don't have a ring. He should be compared to the greatest of them all, shouldn't he? No, because he's 0 for 4. That's why I can't give LeBron that torch of ever. I mean, he has years to go, but right now he's not even in my top 5 to 10 players to ever do it. So
you being harsh. You so in the words of Stephen A. Smith, you being so disrespectful.
Am I? I think I'm being fair.
I think I'm being fair.
I don't think LeBron James fits in that category. You know why, Ro, too? You can't be the greatest of the game right now. Greatest of the game right now. And they're comparing you to Michael Jordan. And you get blew out in the NBA Finals by 36. You lose. But you don't get blew out by 36. I don't know, bro. That's just me. That's just me, man. You know? And I'm trying to be fair. I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
You just putting it out there? The asylum going crazy.
I'm just putting it. Oh, the asylum going crazy. I already know. And like the words of my father, the Big Meeks, would say, he's a hoe. As great as he is, he's still a hoe. Because you don't lose by 36 and then you try to make a statement like my Knicks did, wearing all black to the game to put out the Celtics, and then you come to the game wearing fatigue like you about to do something. You should have did that game one. Man, you ain't nothing but commercial, LeBron. He's all right, but he's not real. Ain't that what Jay-Z said?
Right when I say it. Yeah.
He's all right, but he's not real. Oh, man. That's LeBron James to me. And I'm going for the Heat, bro. Don't get it twisted. I love the guy. But I got to keep it gangster.
Right. Man, let's go to the asylum real quick, man. Let's take our first caller, man, to see what they got to say. Because, man, you got me shaking my head, boy. I tell you what, I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? So let's bring in the Big Brother Del Mar. You know what I mean? Big Brother Del Mar, what's up with you, baby? You on the line hanging with the streets?
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh, man. What's going on, man?
What's up, El Boogie?
Oh, man, just giving my take, man. You know, I'm just, you know, letting people know LeBron James, he's all right, but he's not real.
They need to stop comparing that boy to MJ, man. He ain't got it. MJ would have never got blew out like that in the finals, never.
36 to San Antonio, the oldest team in the league.
Man.
I told y'all, it's not over with. We going to game seven.
Game
Thank
seven.
You,
so
you back.
Let me, Right. Thank you, Devin Stan. Let me ask you this, D-May. I got a couple questions for you. First question, were you surprised or shocked by the D-Wade performance?
No, because like I said before, Ginobili and D-Wade is the key to both teams. And D-Wade got off first, and that was big. And, I mean, everybody got to realize when D-Wade won his first ring with Shaq, he was the man. So he know what he need to do, you know, and he stepped his game up, man. I take my hat off to him. Now, hopefully tomorrow, Ginobili step up. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know where he's at.
Ooh, wait. What's your opinion on, you know, did LeBron James, you know, back up his vow to play better in game four?
No, D-Wade played good. I actually thought LeBron was going to come out and put up 45-50, but I think he had 33, though, so, I mean, you know.
Yes, he had 33 points, 11 rebounds. He went 15 for 25 from the field.
Exactly. I mean, so, but it wasn't the performance I thought, but he played within his team and did what he had to do. D-Wade stepped up, Bosh did his thing, and they won the game, man. So, you know, I think it's a chess match. You know what I'm saying? The coaches, they not playing checkers, they playing chess. So I'm sure Pop and them going to go to the drawing board, and then, you know, they're going to do what they got to do tomorrow. And, you know, it's going to come down to a game seven in Miami.
D-Mac, I agree with you on that. LeBron was actually on his way to scoring 45-50 until D-Wade flash began to take over the game when he took over the game during that one spurt. So, you know, LeBron, like I mentioned earlier, he had that locomotive fired up, and he was coming to the rack. You could see it even at half court. As soon as he got to half court, he was like, man, I'm going straight to the bucket. And that's all he was doing in the first half. Tony Parker tried to match him in the first half, but then, you know, it just got ugly.
Right. He went away. So, you know, I think San Antonio going to win tomorrow. And I think, you know, they're going to go down to Miami, and it's going to be two tough games.
Wow. So let me ask you this now. There's a couple other things that's going on. You know, Tim Duncan. Do you think Tim Duncan is, in your opinion, top five to ever do it? Not top five, you know, not best power forward, but just top five player to ever do it? In your eyes, that you've seen?
Yes. That I've seen, yes.
Can you give me some facts, some reason being?
He got four rings. He got four championship rings. And since he's been in the league, he's the big fundamental. He always brung it every night. He always played hard. He don't talk junk. He don't talk smack. He's not soft. And, I mean, it's nothing else to say, but he got four championship rings, and they got his first ring he got with David Robinson, and the next three is because of him. He was the leader of that team, and he was the man, and he was young, and he was hungry. And since he's been in the league, he put up numbers, and he's been the best power forward in the league that I seen in my era that has rings.
Now let me.
Barkley don't have a ring. He didn't do it.
Carl
Malone didn't do it. But Timmy, he did it.
Right. And some folks was arguing with me about that. Well, they lost to Michael Jordan. I said, yeah, but he beat Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal to get to the final.
Yep, and that was big. And that's when they were, and that's when they was on their A game.
Right.
That's when those guys was on their A game.
On their A game. Exactly. They were in their prime as well. Let me ask you about this NBA. Let me ask you a question about J. Kidd getting a head coaching job. Do you think that was a good hire for the Brooklyn Nets?
I think it was a good hire for the simple fact the last several years, he's been a player coach from when he was in Dallas. You know what I'm saying? He's always been a player coach. And the last several years, that's what he's been doing. They used to do that back in the day. If I'm not mistaken, didn't Bill Russell do that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He played the game, and he was coaching, and he has a good relationship with Darren Williams. And I think, you know, him being there and being a head coach, you know, going to do it. I mean, his game is awesome, man. You know what I'm saying? He always been that player, like I said before, like you. He don't need to put up 30 points a game. The way he facilitate the game and what he do on the court, he's a winner. He did it when he was at the Nets. You know what I'm saying? They didn't win no ring or nothing like that. But, I mean, his game speaks for itself. His leadership speaks for itself. So, I mean, I'm not mad.
Right.
Let me ask you one more question before T-Row gets to you. Why? I know that just got a call today from one of my informants up in Denver and told me that Brian Shaw has just got off the plane. He's in conference in a meeting with the Nuggets. Can you just, you know, maybe wonder why hasn't Brian Shaw got a job yet? He's been interviewed a lot the last couple of years, but I'm just wondering why teams are hesitant on giving him his first head coaching job.
I think he's going to get it. I don't know, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's going to get his chances. It's going to come. I mean, I wish he could have came here instead of going back hiring a coach that we already had. I mean, you know, but his time's going to come and somebody's going to give him that position. And when he do get it, I hope he wins. I hope he let everybody know that passed up on him. Like, see, I was a diamond in the rough. Y'all should have got me. I learned on the sidelines with Phil Jackson. Other people, and you know, he gonna do good. He gonna make some noise.
There it
is. I will too. Streets is talking. I want Brian Shaw. Hire Brian Shaw. Damn it, Brian Shaw need a job. Head coach job.
For real. Bro, you got anything else for D Mac before we let him out? Like, put him back in the cell.
Man, nah, you know me, man. I'm always glad to hear D-Mac coming on the show, checking in with us. It's been a couple of weeks. We had him back there in the Asylum Deep. I think he was back there with Sonny Red digging in that hole to try to get up out of here, man. So I had to check that out, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, fellas, I want to send a shout-out, man. My little son, Michael, he graduated from Head Start today. He had a nice little ceremony this morning, so he on his way to kindergarten now. I'm gonna send you some pics, boo. You know what I'm saying? My little
man,
on his
way down.
He was clean. He was fresh to death. I want to wish both of you guys a happy Father Day. Big Meats, Mike Henderson.
Oh,
I love all y'all guys. To all the fathers out there, everybody, man. I wish y'all a happy Father's Day. Everybody be blessed. I'm going to try to get these juveniles, y'all, this UGC, man, these guys, man, I don't know where they been, man, but I'm trying to find them before I get back here and go to bed. So, holler at y'all. I love y'all, man.
Man, much love.
No
doubt.
Oh, man, we about to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to have Big Brother Almighty. Man.
Big Brother Almighty.
Father's Day edition. The Streets is Talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. Hey, bro, somebody just tweeted me. Guess what they said? Tim Duncan's shoe size too big for LeBron to get in them.
Oh. It's going hard on the Freestyle Friday.
Oh, man, it's hard on the Freestyle Friday. When we come back, we got Al, and we'll discuss some football. Let's go.
Go. Marry me in Horn Clark next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on, it's a trip you're here today, but the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
The
well,
next
well.
Day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
Maybe the next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day you're here.
World we living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama.
And New York niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with those are hydroponic. Marijuana, gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end, and I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the bin for damn near 10, but now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone, cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
One day you're gone.
The next day you're gone.
One day you're here, baby, and then you're gone.
I'm up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoke too sweet and so deep chickens fold the clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder smolder on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get squalid under city lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga down at 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, baby, the next day they gone.
Man, we back in the asylum. The streets is talking, well, man. That was my madness now. Woo wee! Tim C and
you
and my boy from B, baby.
You, GK.
Straight from
the DA.
No doubt. A little piece
that's
of Texas for you right there, bro. Dedication for
what
Texas right there for
baby.
T-Ro. No doubt.
Yes,
sir. Austin.
Already.
Man. Special edition, Father's Day edition. Man, like I said, a recap. We talked about the NBA playoffs. Talked a little bit about the coaching. So let's go into another caller and get what their opinions are before we, you know what I mean, cap it, you know, with the Freestyle Friday, and we talk a little football.
Yeah, you know what it is. Let's go ahead and bring in the big brother on my team. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what he got to say, man, because I know he was really feeling it, man, when you were talking about, you know, you didn't have him in your top fives. And, man, I know big brother Al ready to let you have it. Big brother Al, where you at, baby?
What's going on? What's up with
you, boy?
I'm good.
What's
I'm
the deal,
all
brother?
What's up, man?
Oh,
Mel,
appreciate
L, me.
No,
you know we've been texting
you
all
stupid,
week.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, T-Ro, I had you, man. I got you. I told him David Stern made the call, man.
That's why we got you on the line. I had to go dig deep, baby. I had to dig deep for you.
Well, hey, man, David Stern made the call, man. You know he made the call. Think about it. Hey, man, y'all messing up down there, refs. Let them play. Let us block something. Come on, man. Let them play, man.
Can I
go ahead. I'm listening.
Did LeBron James get fined $5,000 or $10,000 during his press conference when he said, I've been playing like shit? I never saw anything in a report saying that LeBron James was fine.
And secondly, let me ask you this. Did Chris Bosh get fined for that flop last night when Tim Duncan pushed him up the lane and he just went flying?
No way. It was heat day, nigga. Don't you excuse my language. It was heat day. The heat got turned on, man. First day of summer,
like
what you get?
Song.
Heat.
Right. Like that song, the heat is on.
You know what I mean?
The heat is on. Okay. Were you surprised?
Yeah.
Were you surprised by D-Wade's performance?
Man, let me tell you something. It's been known. It's been publicized and everything. D-Wade's one of them dudes that act like he hurt, then he come back and have a great game. So what do you think about that? It's been publicized many times. Because it ain't it didn't look like nothing wrong with it. Yeah, he'll do it. But you got to understand, though, if you listen to the announcers very closely, they always tell you who don't have a big game next game. So think about this. You remember at the end of the game, they say, don't let Ginobili get no kind of rhythm. I will attack Ginobili so he won't have no kind of rhythm or no confidence for the next game. So what that's telling you, who's going to have a big game? Who's going to have a big
Ginobili
game?
But think of this, though, too, Al. He's due, though. Any great player out of seven games, he got to – I mean, just like Biggie Small said, or just like you, when we go to a, we used to go to the Mirage, we go to Vail. All them females, they got to like – one of them got to like us. So out of seven games, you got to have one game, dog.
What's up, I?
Say, all these females in here, one of them got to like me.
One of them, out of seven games, he got to get one game, don't he, Al?
He do every game. That's what you get paid for. You do every game. I don't care where you're at.
Right.
If you're in the CBA, the ABA, NBC, AL, I don't care that you do for them every game you get a check for. I don't want to hear that.
Right.
You know what I mean? You do for it every time. It's what they tell you to do. Stay within the system. The system is Ginobili driving to the hole, ain't it?
Yes.
Ain't that what it's broken down to be? Tony
That's
Parker, you 15 points in the first half, you take three shots in the second half. What's that telling you? The cortisone shot wore off? Did the cortisone shot wear off?
I think the medicine they gave, they were supposed to give him, they might have gave it to D-Wade at halftime.
Ain't nothing wrong. Let me tell you something, man. When D-Wade grow that beard, when he had that beard, it's time to play basketball. That's when he played basketball, when he grow that little terrible-ass beard, man. Think about it.
I think he played better on the road, man. He left Gabrielle at the crib. I think he'd do better on the road.
No. Gabrielle came down and bit that thigh, man. That joke was ready, man. That joke was ready. He bit him on that thigh. You know what I mean? He was ready,
man.
Nigga probably seen Morris Chestnut walk past. He's like, oh, I got the ball. Them niggas been in too many moves together. You know what I mean? You got to think about it. T-Row, what's going on?
Big brother Almighty, man, I'm out here chilling, man. You know, we missed you on Monday. We were talking about how Chad Johnson got to serve a 30-day sentence for smacking his attorney on the ass after he got off. You know what I mean? And I know you're a follower of that. Tell me, what was your thoughts about Chad Johnson losing his mind in court last week?
You're not. Chad, you have lost your ability to be above the law. You are an average player now, so you do not get those quakes and quotes. You do not get that no more. Flat up, you don't get that no more. You're not above the law no more.
You're not on TV.
You're not nothing. You blew it, man. You're not nothing. You're just an average player with a couple of dollars, man. Teeth in your mouth. You don't get that no more. Tom Brady could have got that and showed his chest. You know what I mean?
Man.
Kevin Durant could have got that off. They can get that off, right? He can't get it. He can't. You ain't that elite squad no more. You ain't on that elite squad no more. You're not all pro.
What's your thoughts about Tim Tebow being in New England?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, let me tell you like this. If you want to hire a gay guy, that's where you hide him at, in New England, man. That's the perfect place for you to forget about him.
Streets is talking.
You heard it here first.
Flat out, that's the perfect place to hide him, man. You ain't gonna never hear him again, because you ain't gonna never. The press, Bill Belichick ain't having that press all around Tebow every day. How many times you heard about it since he been signed?
Yeah.
I mean, John.
Once.
Thank you. It's dead. Tebow, the commissioner found a way to get Tebow out the league in New England.
Right.
He might be a tight end. You understand? He don't get lost. The fans don't forget about him. Because you ain't nowhere in the world. You don't be up in New England all that. Tebow. Big Bob Kraft ain't having that.
Right.
You better be hollering Brady.
Yeah. You out here. Flat out. You're gone, man. Real talk. The streets are talking on that for real. You ain't getting no pub on that. None.
Yeah. And I'm like you. I really wasn't surprised that, you know, a team like New England picked him up, because me and L spoke on that. If any team going to hide, you know, keep the media away from anybody, you're going to talk to Bill Belichick first before you get an opportunity to talk to this dude, because you got to go through daddy before you get to the kids. You know what I mean?
I mean, Chad, how many dads did Chad Johnson do up there?
One. See you later. Was that even one? Did we consider that one? And they caught five passes.
No way.
Man.
Do you have a chance? You get silence in New England, baby. You get silence up there. Back in the day, they wanted to silence you in basketball. Guess where they send you to? Utah. Jerry Sloan will silence you in a minute.
Trust me, I
two
know.
Two people don't silence you, man. They got them. They got them for you, baby.
Let me ask you this before we let you go. And I know you be in the streets and you grimy and you about warfare and you about, you know, busting somebody's teeth out. Now, let me ask you this. LeBron James coming to the press conference or coming to the game with the army fatigue on, were you impressed by that propaganda?
Nah. I'm from Cleveland. He's from Akron. You know what I mean? See, that's an Akron dude. He wanted some attention. Cleveland dude get their attention when they walk in the room. You know where I'm from. You know what I'm about to do. You ain't about to ask me no questions. You know what I mean? I don't have to say nothing. Y'all know what it is when we walk in there. When we walk in Fairfax in that gym, what is it? It's all business. They from up. You know what I mean?
All business.
Okay, you foul me. Guess what? I'm going to foul you. You hit him, I'm going to hit you. That's how I go. That's an untelling thing that never has to be told. It's known already.
Right.
It's known already.
Right.
Stands know. Everybody know. You know, they used to pack the stands to see us play. Them boys beat. Come on, man. So what you got to do all that for? You ain't got to do that. Come in and say, I'm about to handle my business. Y'all see me on the court.
You don't have to wear army fatigue to the game to put your mindset in the war, put your mindset in the war type of thing.
See, you walk the streets every day, your mindset in the war, because you don't know who might
the
run up on you.
The streets is talking. No doubt.
You set, man.
You don't get it, man. You run up on you. Man.
You run up, you don't get it, man. You know what's happening. What happened to you? I ran up on what's name? What happened? I got it. Okay, that's it.
Expected, exactly. So I'm not impressed. Man.
What's up, Don?
So we're, okay. Man, Big Al, Big Brother Al, as usual, man, we appreciate your call. We thank you for entertaining us and being real. Always. No doubt. We'll hear from you on Monday after game five. Who you got game five, Big Brother Al?
Spurs. Hello?
You got
Hell.
Spurs game five? Yeah.
I got Spurs game five. No, why?
Oh, man, we go. Why?
It got to go Spurs. It ain't no dramatics in it, then. Now Miami, back home, and they got the fight. And that's what the fans, and that's what Vegas want to see. And David Stern
and
made the call
David
already.
David Stern want to see. He made the call already. The streets is talking. You already
you won't
know.
Even see, you'll see him in a box. You ain't going to even see him out on the sideline. He's going to be up there eating a steak. He'll leave at halftime. He already called it in.
He will be at game six and seven. Am I right, Al?
Oh, ain't no doubt. Hell yeah.
He's going to be sitting there pretty. Those are his last two games. Don't be surprised if he be smoking them up in the stands with a big old Cuban cigar.
With some new flames on, with some gazelles on. He don't wear his
on. Lounge up there in Miami. Down there in Southeast Kingston.
And you catch him in an old white suit, you know what it is then, don't you?
Oh, man.
You catch him in an old white suit.
Everything.
Yeah, you know how it is. He's
all
done,
white
baby.
Everything.
You know what I mean?
Boy, I tell you. Yes, sir.
Catch all boys,
Mike.
Man.
Hey, man,
no
happy
doubt.
Father's Day.
I'll be calling you Sunday for the game.
Oh, yeah, ain't no doubt. Well, I'll catch you on sports reporters.
You
no
know
doubt, it. I got you. Early morning
yep,
Sunday.
One love. Yep, that's
one.
It. Yeah.
Yes, sir, L Boogie, Big Brother Almighty, always coming strong with that knowledge, you feel me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bro.
That's what it is. What's up with it?
I'm still. Don't let's talk a little bit before we continue. You know, the rain has threw us off a little bit, but they played two rounds of that golf, that thing we call golf. And Tiger Woods is not doing well. Once again, I posed the question, Ro. Will Tiger win another major? So, when I say soon, I mean this year or next year. Now, let's say this year. Will he win another major this year?
No. The way this sucker be playing, man, I'm upset. I'm trying to support Tiger, but, man, he won't come to Arizona and let us take it to the strip club. We got to get it to the come on, man, we got to get him the Jaguars. You know what I'm saying? We got to get him over here to the pink top. We got to get him over here. And we got to get this man to get his mind right.
Rhino.
The pink
rhino. And listen to this, Streets. Don't get it twisted. We don't go very often. But when we do, we got bands.
Bands that make good dance.
Bands that make good dance. So, I'm worried about Tiger. He is not looking like himself, man. He's not looking like the relentless guy that takes chances, that doesn't listen to anyone but himself, and go for his.
But, man, let me tell you this, L Boogie. Let me tell you this. I'm not going to be so harsh on Tiger just yet, because there's only two players that are playing in this tournament that are below par. And meaning below par, that means one under the even.
and that is Phil Mickelson and Billy Horschel. They are both Americans, and they're one under, tied for the lead. Now, earlier with Tiger being shooting a plus three today, you know, that's three over par. He still got a chance, and with the way that things went today, he actually moved from tied for 51st up to tied for 17th. So it don't look so bad just yet. But when you ask the question, will Tiger win another major this year? You've been telling me all along, L Boogie, since we started the show, it wasn't going to happen this year. And, man, when I just had the opportunity to sit back and look at the U.S. Open today, man, I got to agree with you, man. It doesn't look good. He gets to the majors, and it's almost like he like too hyped for it or don't know what to do, like too scared for the event. I don't know what's going on. He shot a plus seven in the event down there in Dublin, Ohio. And then come out here, and he's after two rounds at a plus three. Man, good thing the whole field is sucking because a plus three normally would, man, you miss the cut.
You're
if you
gone.
Was at a plus three
right.
at any
You're
other
gone.
Tournament. Right. So thank God that the field sucks right now at the U.S. Open. So it lets me know that this course is a little bit trickier than any of the other courses out there. So will he win another major? No. Does he have an opportunity to contend this weekend? Maybe. Maybe. We just got to wait and see, man. But, oh, man, let me tell you. No, he will not win another major because I don't see him winning this one. I don't see him winning the Players, and I don't see him winning the PGA Championships. So, no, that's what I'm going to say, that old hooker.
And like I said, without, it's like Michigan or Notre Dame not doing good in college football. It's like not the Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers or the San Francisco 49ers not doing good in pro football. You got to have these guys doing well for the ratings. I mean, we've beat him down enough. And some of the people for the ratings, they're loving it. You know the old saying, T-Row. They love it. Well, they love to kick you when you're down. And right now, the Tiger is. You know, Rennie Jackson would say, all the way down, ooh, you make my love come down. Yeah, the love is coming down for Tiger. All the way down.
I can't take it.
It's, oh, man. And I remember you telling me this. You can't like Tiger. You got to love Tiger.
You got to love some Tiger, man. You can't like Tiger.
And I'm not understanding how Tiger is just, his booty hole is getting tight, man. Tiger can't do anything. The streets is talking. Everybody's riding Tiger off. Like I said, the next time Tiger might win a major might be the next Summer Olympics, 2016. And people can say what they want. Tiger has spoiled us. Tiger has did this. Well, since we put up all that expectation, Tiger, you got to live up to it. And, Tiger, I'm trying to tell you, I'm preaching to you, Tiger. Bands will make her dance. Bands will make her dance. Come on, Tiger. I need you, baby. But we about to go back to commercial. When we come back, talk about Chris Ballward talking to Dwight Howard about playing together. And then we going to get off into that big thing we call what, T-Roll?
Freestyle Friday.
Freestyle Friday, baby. It's your boy, T-Roll, and your host, L Boogie. DJ Steph, take us to commercial, baby.
pussy had a baby, yo, bro, that's couldn't help it. I be riding through the city, banging two chains. Ain't worried about the police, I got two names. Keep the sharp, cause sometimes you gotta do things. She give away that pussy like loose chains. Tryna have a nigga, baby, but still another JJ. This ain't recess, bitch, you know I don't play, play. Just bought an AK, just took a vacay. Bitch, you broke, you need to call Triple AA.
Bitch, you broke. Shut up. Don't talk to me, it's your brother. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you broke. Shut up, don't talk to me, it's your brother. And yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up.
Hey, how you fuck for cash, but you not a hoe? And how I'm gonna respect you if your pockets broke? On your rap sheet, a whole lot of bros. It's a clinic on Western, bitch, you oughta go. You broke your pussy stank, you borrowed clothes, lost the little ass that you had playing with your nose. I dedicate this to my last hoe. Swear I got cash and start acting like an asshole. Catch up, keep up, Cutlass with the beat up. I be buying pounds, so no, we can't piece up. Rollie with the crown, bet you wanna fuck the king, huh? Money over bitches, pussy never fuck this thing up. She still fanning when she see us. I'm a grade A nigga, use a C+. I got a broom, bitch, clean up. Hit the blade, pay my fee up.
Bro, shut up, don't talk to me. It's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up. Bitch, you bro. Shut up, don't talk to me. It's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat, all my niggas fed up.
You shopping at Louis when your baby need wick. Using vibrators when you know you need dick. Bitch, you sick. Ho, you trifling. I heard in the hood your pussy be cycling. Nobody wiping your ass. Young nigga got dick. No, yeah. Fast money, fast bitches taking whole baths. And me in relations don't last. My nigga must have got the Benzo. My clips got extendos. I'm hanging out the window. Banging out the window. Throw it up chunky. Wrist on chunky. I heard the homie fucked and your pussy smell funky. And I ain't used to what you used to. The only thing in your ears is a Bluetooth. You niggas ain't blinged out. 20 racks, I blow that. 5, 10, 15, I let my niggas hold that.
Bitch, you broke. Shut up. Don't talk to me. It's your brother. Yeah, we used to fuck, but I got fed up. We eat. Yeah. Bitch, you broke.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
Shut up. Get your bread up. The streets is talking. Get your bread up. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And like we always say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
To tell a girlfriend.
Bro, before we go to the Freestyle Friday, is it any more callers want to get into the asylum and holler about today's show?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, in asylum, man, we got some new fresh lockups, you know what I'm saying? And so we're going to go dig deep into the asylum, man, and see what we can dig down here, man. I think I got one of my player partners from Miami coming down on the line, you know what I'm saying? Let me see what we got jumping off. Hey, caller, you on the line?
There we go. There we go, Miami.
Hey, hey, caller. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, man, I'm calling from Zola, man. This your boy in Miami, man.
How you doing, Miami? You a first-time caller, Pippin?
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
Man, welcome to the show, man. Streets are talking. I know you a true player. Keep it in the streets, you know what I'm saying, Miami? Hey, your boy, I take it you're a Miami Heat fan.
Y'all a Miami Heat fan, too. See, y'all don't want to tell nobody.
Hey, man.
Both y'all Miami Heat fans. We taking all Dallas Cowboys. We taking all Raiders. We taking all goddamn Pittsburghs. We taking all 49ers. Y'all come down here, man. We got seats for y'all, baby.
So you tell me, is Miami going to close this out in six, or we looking at seven games?
I mean, bro, I'm going to keep it 100, bro. I'm going to keep it 100, bro. If we play like how we played yesterday, ain't there a bitch on the planet can beat us, man. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? So I think seven. I'm going to go with the seven. They mad at me for saying that right now. I'm going to go with the seven. They mad at me.
He have a good game in him like that, like he showed last night. Can he get another 25-30-point game?
Hey, we can say anything on him?
You can say whatever.
Yeah.
Well, this PG keep it clean,
yeah.
But, you know, it is what
okay.
It is.
Man, Wade went to holler at Tony Montana got some of that thing, man. Now he's back right, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know, man. He ain't on no more Gatorade commercials, man. Y'all see that man on no Gatorade commercials. They ain't Gatorade, baby.
That's Yayo. Tony, get the Yayo. Talk to me, my
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, y'all talking about that boy Tiger Woods, man. Tiger Woods ain't, you know what I mean? Like, first of all, man, ain't no real nigga playing no golf anyway, man. Fuck that nigga. Straight up. Real nigga don't play golf.
Right.
Yeah,
it's tough on Tiger. Trying to get him down here and take him to the Pink Rhino, you dig?
He do. He be in Scottsdale, though. He ain't going nowhere past that shit. Y'all already know. Come on, man.
So, M.I.A., let me ask you this. Were you surprised or were you shocked by the D-Wade game? And secondly, what do you think that Jason Kidd is going to do as a head coach with the Brooklyn Nets?
I'm going to answer the coaching question first, not a goddamn thing. You feel me? Like, come on, man, every nigga can't coach. Because you can play, that don't mean you can coach. And D-Wade, we got a couple more in him, man. He ain't no bum. He's not no bum.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like how you say, the streets talking. Nigga, we about to trade somebody, nigga. If this don't work, we trading somebody. You feel me? So, you know, I heard y'all saying about the Chris Paul and Dwight Howard. To be honest with you, dog, we'll let Chris Bosh and a gang of more niggas go to get Dwight Howard. And the money up. The money up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're gonna have a little interview, see you wanna come on out South Beach. And the world gonna be mad again, the streets gonna be talking again, you know what I'm saying? But the Lakers do it every year. Lakers stack their team every year. Can the Miami Heat do that? Can we do that? Can we win back to back?
No.
We'll
see.
Think you can. Can we win back to back? Can we win
back to
back?
David,
y'all got
we need to be asking David Stern.
Come on, man. Everybody get blowed out, man. I'm pretty sure y'all some hoopers. You know, everybody got back. Who the Gary Neal? Come on, bro. He couldn't hit them in the threes if a nigga paid him again. A nigga paid that man. He couldn't even hit three threes in a row right now.
Right.
I don't know about
he's
that.
A
he's a professional.
Okay. So you want to stay professional. Why he ain't do it yesterday?
Right. Well, they made adjustments.
Since you so
they made adjustments.
Why you ain't do it? Hey, you professional, that means you do your job expertise. Why you ain't do that yesterday?
Well, we'll
yeah,
like I
tough.
Said, we'll see. We'll see if LeBron do his job in the game.
They see why Bosh, Wade, and LeBron, they supposed to do that shit every game. I'm talking about now the world see what we're working with. It's just that LeBron overshadowed them boys. Man, I think them boys took a back seat to that man. You know what I'm saying? I think he's one of the greatest players that ever touched a basketball. You know, but we need to get
rid
of Chris Bosh
with
Dwight Howard. Damn, I'm trying to tell y'all, boys, y'all need to push that.
M.I.A., I got to disagree with you with the LeBron James saying that he's one of the greatest ever. What has he
come
done?
Come on, man. Who done it? Who done it like him?
A lot. That's better than him.
That man said a lot. Name one person.
I can name. Listen, Tim Duncan has done more than him. Larry Bird has done more than him. Scottie Pippen has done more than him.
Tim Duncan ain't got his own shoe. He's been in the league 25 years. Man, get real. Come on, man.
Yes, he had. He had his shoe with Nike first.
You
had his shoe with Nike first.
You ain't bought none of them. You ain't bought those.
Yes, I had. You bought you some Tim Duncan.
Man, you a damn.
Man, like,
Well, you got LeBron on your feet right now with a goddamn Chris Bosh jersey on.
I was
like,
listen,
him over there.
LeBron is the best player in the league right now, but I never buy his tennis shoe. You know why? Because I don't buy guys tennis shoes who's soft, man. He's soft as put. He's been exposed. Why did he want to dunk? He didn't want to dunk it. Let me ask you this. Michael Jordan. Patrick, anybody standing in his way, what are you going to do? He's going to try to dunk on him, right? He's bigger than Mike.
You know
he saw Roy Hibbert. He ain't even try to dunk on him.
You know what the American people know it, man. Ain't nobody. You ain't seen nobody like LeBron in his last goddamn 13 seasons. Come on, man.
LeBron James is not. He don't tickle my fancy. You know why? Because I've seen guys like him do it. I'm a little older. I've seen Magic Johnson do it.
Man, get real. Come on, man. You talking, hey, LeBron James, one of the best players that ever touched the basketball, bro. You know that. I know it. You can't
deny that. He's top 15. He's top 20, but he don't make no
top
10. He ain't better than Kobe.
He's top 5. He's top 5.
Oh, no. You were cheating. Too much yo-yo, man. He can't be top five. He can't hold. Are you kidding me? He's better than Shaq.
Hell yeah, all day, every day.
Oh, man. You're biased. I can't. Oh, bro. Hey, I want some of that good power you got, man.
I bet you got Charles Oakley in your top 15. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't in mine.
And listen to this. Oakley from my hometown, but hell no.
I already knew you was going to say something crazy like that. See what I'm saying? I already knew you was going to say something crazy like that. Yeah, man.
Hey.
He's one of my top.
Go ahead.
Yeah, man, go ahead and do what y'all want to do, man. I want to shout out to y'all boys, man. Shit, it's nice to see my fellow comrades on good, man. I salute y'all out there, man. It's Squeeze the Talk and Squeeze the Watcher. I'm going to pass that on to the next real nigga. They can log in, goddamn, bump y'all a long way.
That's my dude, man. MIA, I appreciate you, man, stirring up the pot, man, no doubt.
Already, man. Y'all, you get used to the boy, man. I'll be calling in, fucking with my dogs there, man. Shit, love.
Call in, baby. Every Monday and Friday, El Boogie, tell him what to do. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
We need sponsors. Hell boogie, that's what it is.
First time caller, boy. He got a hot like the heat up in here, don't he?
I'm telling you, he'll get your head tied. Boy, know how to cook good,
oh,
too. Six shots out of stone, MIA. That's my dude right there. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Hey, Ro, I'm doing community service right now. Hold on 1 second. Logan, say hi.
Hi.
What's up with it, Bill? Welcome to the show. Just say what's up to the world.
Oh, man. Hold on 1 second, Ro. Hold on, keep going with it. Keep going. I'm gonna slip off about 10 seconds. You go ahead.
This is what we gonna do, man. Let me get into some more callers on that asylum. We're about 30 minutes down, man, to the end of the show. So we're gonna leave the last 20 minutes to the Freestyle Friday contestants getting it all lined up. Yo, let me jump in and hold on, let's go down. Let's see what's up. Let me check in with one of the normal callers right now. Let's see what's going down. Skeetamo Jenkins Johnson III. You on the line? You out there with me? Hey. Yo. All right, that's all right. We're going to get back to it. We got the asylum locked down. The sale is hot right now. So we're going to check out somebody else real quick, get it going on. I tell you what.
I'm back, bro.
Oh, there go L Boogie. Yo, we got some problems in the asylum, man. These walls, man. I think they're trying to break out on us, L Boogie. We're going to have to do a hunt down on it, man. Get this thing locked down. You feel me?
Oh, no question. No question. No doubt.
That's
man.
What it is, man. Hey, I got a question for you, though. What's up with your boy Victor Cruz and the Giants? Y'all going to be all right? Y'all going to shine? Well, what's up with that? If he wouldn't have signed that, he would have been back to $600,000 a year.
Yes. He signed a one-year tender for a first-round pick, but he's looking for the long-term deal. But he knows if he misses any practices, like you said, he will be fine. So
right.
He had to sign that tender, or he would have been fine. What was he worth, $20,000 a day?
Man, a whole bunch of chump change that he just signed that contract, so he would have been broke if he wouldn't have signed the contract.
Yes, yes. So, man, now they're trying to get Hakeem Nixon to the fray now. Both of their starting receivers holding out. Wow, that's not good.
That's not good for the G-men, but oh well, NFC East, I don't care. Let them suck all day because we the Cowboys, baby. We run this.
Oh, I know
they're
you like
that.
Big.
Yeah.
no doubt, man. No doubt. Man, are we ready for the Freestyle Friday, man? Can I hear something right quick, man, before we get out, before we go, man?
Man, shake a leg and get the sugar thing. You know what I'm
Oh, man, I'm doing community service. I'm never nervous like Purvis. And if you quit tripping with me, I'm going to hit you in your service. If you get it, I'm going to trip it. I can't even get on track because I'm kicking it. I got my man Logan over here sitting on my head, and he's taking so many meds, his eyes is red. And I'm yelling at him, and he's talking crazy. He better watch out before I make him go to his bed like a baby. I'm through talking. I can't even freestyle tonight before I get his boy an uppercut to his face so tight. Go ahead, bro. I'm good, man. Let's do this.
So you got to give him his pills out.
Yeah, I got to give him his meds, man. You know, I'm in the streets, dude. I'm in the streets, man. Get his dad's
meds, man.
You going to
lay him out?
I'm going to lay him out, man. You going to get him and have him play it out. You know what I mean?
That boy there,
no
fool.
Doubt.
Hell Boogie.
For real.
Holding it down. Streets is talking all day long, man. Yeah. Boy, you ain't got no damn sense.
For real. So, yeah, well, who we got, man? We got Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson III popping off. What we got jumping off, baby?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. I was over here laughing, L Boogie. My bad.
Oh, you already know, man. Did you hear my man? You hear my man get in with the freestyle? He hit the ad lib for me. He said, because I won't give him his med.
You know what I'm saying? Yo,
you hear him in the background?
I think we got Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson III on the line. Skeeter Moe. Hey, what the business is, doctor? Hey, baby, what's going on with you?
Oh, man, you know I'm out in them streets. I had to make me a curb service.
Yeah, you know, in the streets talking, you know, niggas stay in the streets. We wouldn't
no
have it
doubt.
Any other way. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Yeah, man, I've been enjoying the show, man. I like everything that's going on, but one thing slipped everybody's mind. Is this boy Green Mr. Open Dunk?
He ain't no dunk anyway, so, oh well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
shooting.
Crucial. I remember that, Skeeter Moe. That was kind of like a crucial point of the game, too.
It was. It turned everything around.
Right.
He make more three-pointers than he do two-pointers anyway, so he need to stay behind the line.
Catch and shoot.
just shoot. There ain't no try to dunk nothing. Just shoot the ball. Nigga, that's all we want from you. Yeah, Skeeter Mo.
Go ahead,
bro.
I'm going to go pick these up right quick, bro. Go ahead.
Hey, Skeeter Mo, we got this Freestyle Friday jumping off. L Boogie over there. He over there doing his thing, man. You know what I'm saying? He got it started. Why don't you go on and freak the nation and let the world hear you one more again?
I'm ready, man. You know, one love to all y'all, man, all the listeners and everything. One more time, Skeeter Mo on your motherfucking mind, you heard? Hey, I ain't doing but chilling. Walk up in the building. I'm really not concerned unless it involved them millions. My family and my children, don't nothing else really matter. I ain't with that bumping and no chips or chatter. My gun spray on scatter. Everybody can get it. While stacking on my digits, these niggas checking my pivot. I'm blowing on them whistles, throwing flags. They some bitches, old puss foot, zip up the back, punk ass nigga needs stitches. I'm getting at these riches. Putting back some pesos, your amigo got it cheaper, but it's cheaper with my people. Good smoke and it's good dope. I'm a hood loc with the best left. The shit here, I must confess, be caving in a nigga chest, and I like it like a white bitch with pom-pom. Ain't nothing but killers where I'm from. I remember coming up with them dum-dum, leaving the bitch with a blump song. Dollar signs in my mascot. Fuck with that shit and your ass don't get popped. Yeah. Man, just a little something for the mind, man. You know what I'm saying? I done messed up 32 times, but, you know, it's Skeeter Mo, man.
Woo! Skeeter Mo, don't be hitting him below the belt like that, Pippin. The boy came out on fire. Pippin, that's what I'm talking about. Skeeter Mo, man, you know you come out every Friday, man. We sure appreciate the love, man. We're going to try to get back at you here. You know what I'm saying? Hold the line, man, and we're going to try to keep this Freestyle Friday in motion. Skeeter Mo, you with me?
Skeeter Mo, happy Father's Day, baby.
Already saying to y'all, man.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, man. Happy Father's Day. I was going to give a shout-out to you, but, you know, since you're on the line, happy Father's Day to you, man. And a shout-out to my nephew, Deuce, Marcus Tyrone Hudges the second. We call him Deuce down there in the Kentucky, the KY, turned 12, man. My nephew doing big things down there. Hope to see him soon, you know what I mean? So big up, Skeeter Mo. Boy, you getting old around this, you know what I mean? And that's what it is. So we're going to go in. We're going to jump right into the second Freestyle Friday caller of the evening. Yo, caller, what's your name? And where you calling from, caller?
Yo, this is Eli the Don from Cleveland.
Eli the Don.
Oh, the fucking Eli.
Eli the Don. Well, you know what time it is, Eli the Don. We sure appreciate you calling in on the Streets of Talking, man. It's Freestyle Friday. It's only one reason why we know you call. So, man, you live every time. So, give us what you got, baby.
All right, check it out. I'll be the illest in the Midwest. More ink, more checks. Bad bitch, big breast. Mad sex, no rest. More weed, no stress. Game time, no ref. More reef, more bottles. All we do is fucking flex. Eli, GQ, running through your whole crew. Hustle hard for some weeks. $200 sneaks. Battle me, I leave you deceased. Right in your Nike fleece. Brains on the side of the street. Dead in your sleep. Got three stripes in my jump, man. White bitch got a spray tan. She can't see through them Ray-Bans with stone ice and she skating. What you mean we getting green? The team here, we on the same. Smoking on that Rondo with the yellow bone from the Congo. She love puffing that ganja. Nice big bra with good posture. Take a peep at our roster. A lot of look at this. She can't stop us. While you hit great stuff, the mic niggas lay low. UGC nigga getting pesos.
Oh,
yeah, you got it.
Yo, Eli, boy, I tell you,
Eli,
a young fella never let me down. L Boogie, UGC in the house. Yo,
oh,
Eli,
man, he coming through.
Boy, keep it hot.
Man,
that's what it
boy,
is.
Boy, that boy, you know he get through like a hurricane in Florida, boy.
Man.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Eli the Dog, appreciate you calling in, man. You know, we'll check
you
out. Call us next Friday, baby. Get your rhymes right. That's what's
Once
up, man. Appreciate the love.
Eli, get your crew, baby. I need you and your crew, baby. I need everybody this Friday coming up.
I got you.
That's what it is, Eli the Don, L Boogie. Hey, you know we got to keep this thing moving, man. Time is moving and getting short. So we're going to check in with the next call. Next call. Hey, what's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Ty. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona, as always. Yeah,
ah,
you hear me?
There it is.
Yeah, I got my boy Jason with me this time. Told y'all I was coming back.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You coming back. You coming back, back to back like Kobe and Shaq. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, boy.
Well, sure. Let me hear some. Let me hear them. Let me hear them hot bars, man, like last week. Let me see what you're talking about.
All right. Check this out. So I wake up in the morning, stretch, yawn, and rub my eyes. Keep on going with my day. Gotta put my tux on, of course. Thumping down the street all day, every day. I'm kind of nervous here because I'm going a cappella on this freestyle. It's okay, though, because I'm getting over and I'm coming in cold. Understand this, the flow is old. Tired of doing shit that I don't want to do. Oh, shit.
Hey, Ty.
Wake up in the
look,
morning,
man. Man, when you got, when you call the streets and talking, man, you got to come with it, man. You can't be tiptoeing. It's like 106 and Clark Daily. You get hot around.
All right.
No, wait, Ty.
Wait,
you can't get no second chance.
All right, cool beans. I come back on Friday.
There
that's
you
what
go.
I'm saying. Hey,
your man,
turn your volume down on the receiver. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Who next? Who you got with you, Ty?
This is my boy Jason right here.
Put Jay on the line.
Hey, what up?
Jay, what's up with you, baby? Streets is talking, man, live around the world, internet radio, man. You got the hotel Boogie and your boy T-Ro. You got 2 minutes. Let us hear what you got.
All right. Yo, what?
Boy.
Yo, what up? I'm Jason, and I'm coming in. I'm going to do it, but I never did it. I'm coming in. I'm going to say this shit from my lips, coming out my head. I'm going to say it. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just spraying. I don't know.
Keep going. Never mind.
Man, hold it. I'm going to feel like
L Boogie. Did he say, sorry about that, y'all.
L Boogie, did he say never mind? He was rapping his face.
Never mind. Listen. No, listen to this. When you call this show, you got to be hot because the streets is talking. And for order for us to be great, our freestyle got to be great. So you got to be ready when you come here silent. When they're going to put you in the hole. They'll put you in the hole, ain't going to let you out.
Nah, I'm in the hole, but I'm coming out, promise.
Well, we'll definitely catch you all next Friday. Y'all got a couple things. All right,
for sure. I'll be here with something hot for you.
Hey, and
no
check
doubt.
This out, player. We do take street credibility cards for players that don't come to the funk, man. So we're going to let you keep it this week, and we're going to see what you got next week. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Well, I'll
no
let y'all on next Friday.
All right.
All right, L Boogie. That's how it goes when the lights get hot, when the lights get bright, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, they almost turned into Chris Bosh in there, man. For real.
For real, that's what's up, man. Yeah, man. Hey, while we holding on, man, I think that's going to do it, man. The asylum get a little hot, you know what I mean? So, L Boogie, this is what we're going to do. I want to give a shout-out, man. Shout-out to my fam, you know what I mean? Once again, give a shout-out to you, L Boogie, and to my man, Jewels the Jizzle. You know what I'm saying? Can't wait to see my dude. You know what I mean? Big shout-out
to the producer and the engineer of the show this evening, to Steph. You know what I mean? Nephew Steph, putting down the hot beats.
Oh,
yeah. Say what's up. I want to say what's up to the rest of the callers who done called in, you know what I mean? And, you know, what's on your mind, L Boogie?
Man, bro, it's been a hot week. You know what's really on my mind, man, is, you know, all these people giving LeBron James all this praise and claim. And yes, he deserves it. But is he the real deal? Is he the real deal, Holyfield? I don't think so. Everybody's on my back about it, but let's just take into account three things about LeBron James. Number one, stop comparing him to Michael Jordan. Not that type of guy. Number two, never seen Mike, never will see Mike. I don't even think it ever happened. Where I've seen Mike get blown out in any playoff game or any final by over 30 points. And last but not least, let's not embarrass LeBron James like that, because LeBron James does not bring it every night. People say, oh, man, you know, he do bring it every night. He get triple-double. Well, numbers do lie. And I just want to give a shout-out to all the fathers out there who are, you know, doing the most that they can do with their kids. And remember, ladies, it's not just about money raising a kid. Let that father be a father. Special edition.
That's what
your
bitch say.
That's
what's
shout
up.
Out to
Happy
my,
Father's
to my,
Day, L Boogie.
You know what I mean? Oh, no doubt. Happy Father's Day, T-Road. I want to say Happy Father's Day to my oldest son. Happy Father's Day to him.
Tell Big Meek up there, what's up? Happy Father's Day to everybody in my family down there in the D and across the world. All the fathers that's out there making a difference in the world, man. Stay strong and keep it moving. You know, from the streets of talking. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
No doubt.
I love you.
And remember, Ron, tell a friend and tell a friend, tell a girlfriend. And we always on Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern, www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking with a zero, and that's not a typo. And we love you, world. Steph, hit it with something, man, to make me feel good before we get out of here. Let's go.
I just want to thank God for all the pretty women he led into my life, all the benjamins he let me count, wealth and health for my family, and let it fall on these niggas. Man, it's a lot of bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles if you tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. Pussy let up work and get that DOA. Get it? And all I get is Frito-Lay. Plus I'm on probation when they test me at this P-Rose. Last night I went hard, pizza rock, Patron and all. 30 racks on Madam Bottles, I think I was born to ball. Looking like a million plus, fresh from up that corner star. Hater, I be doing me, you guys should be doing y'all. I'm stacking money to the ceiling. All this ice that's in my rollie, I be chilling. And I just made a couple million so I could take care of them children. Bad bitches in the building. Amen. A couple real niggas in the building. Amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building. Amen. I tell her way to fit the bottles if she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. Do live on Sunday like a church.
my niggas some cane, so much it came with a plane. Bought my niggas some dope, so much it came with a boat. I just bought me a crib, so big it came with a moat. For niggas jump in the fence, I hope you niggas can float. And I just hope that I'm forgiven for caring about how they living and loaning a little money and keeping them out of prison. I ain't lying in my verses, I'm just telling you the basics of growing up with your friends and becoming the one that made it. Yes, Lord, all gold, man, I got these bitches sold. Talking about these other rappers getting noticed, even getting no. Worry about your followers, you need to get your dollars up. Me and me, young niggas popping like our collars up. And good ain't good enough, and your hood ain't hood enough. Spend my whole life putting on, you spend your whole life putting up. Ain't no telling when I go, so there ain't shit that I'ma wait for. I'm the type to say a prayer and then go get what I just pray for.
Oh, niggas, bitches in the building, amen. A couple real niggas in the building, amen. I'm finna kill niggas in the building, amen. I tell her wait to 50 bottles and she tell me say when, and I say church. We make it light up like a church. She wanna fuck and I say church. You live on Sunday like a church.
Lord, forgive me for my sins. I'm just trying to win this shit. Devil in that dress, but if she knock, I let her in. And if she knock, I let her in. I had her up by 12 o'clock and 3 o'clock. She wet again, I'm screaming, oh Lord. That pussy good, I'm tryna hold on. I wish I could, you think I should. You got that $1 million body. Shorty, my Bugatti.